Is Kimberly Poirier?
Mom? Okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this issue. My name is Kimberly Poirier, and I'm here today as a concerned mother to ask you to stop allowing people to spray toxic chemicals in the name of maintenance. We've become a chemically dependent society. For years, we've been spraying our fields, lawns, gardens with various chemicals to protect our food and plants. At one time, pesticides were considered safe to use. The chemical companies had assured us that they would cause no ill harm. Today, we're hearing a different story. Recent studies have shown that pesticides are actually lethal to our entire ecosystem. Pesticides being used are devastating our butterfly and bee populations, which negatively affects the pollination of our food crops. More and more third-party studies are piling up showing the disastrous effects on human life as well. Glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in the wildly popular Roundup, has most recently been linked to DNA and human cell death, destruction of our vital gut bacteria, gluten intolerance, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, endometriosis, infertility, autism, diabetes, heart disease, depression, gastrointestinal disorder, and many other illnesses. Because of its overuse, it is now found in 60 to 100% of our air, soil, and water samples. It is found in the urine of pregnant women and even in fetal cord blood. After reviewing the city's policy on pesticide use, one thing specifically stuck out to me. I'm just going to refer to that now. Under current use of pesticides in city integrated pest management programs, it shows that you rely on governance in three areas. And I'm just looking at number one here. It says Health Canada's legislation for a national system of pesticide registration, which evaluates all health and safety risks associated with pesticide use, ensuring that only scientifically proven safe and effective products are registered for use in Canada. On this, I say I understand why you would rely on Health Canada's evaluation, as they are the regulatory body that is designed to keep the people of Canada safe from unsafe products. Unfortunately, Health Canada depends solely on the health studies conducted by the manufacturers of these pesticides to prove their safety. Of course, these corporations are going to say that their products are safe for use. As a mother of two small children, this preventable situation is maddening to me. Children are especially susceptible to the effects of pesticides because they metabolize much faster than we do. They are closer to the ground, they touch absolutely everything, and then put their fingers in their mouths. It has also been suggested that pesticides may also harm the developing children by blocking the absorption of nutrients from the food that's necessary for normal growth. I am personally worried about my three-year-old playing soccer this year. I'm afraid to put my one-year-old son on the grass to play at the park. I think that these are not concerns that any parent should have. I as well love a green, grassy area, a luscious garden, and beautiful flowers. I have learned, however, that the way to do these things is not through pesticide use, but rather by maintaining the soil quality. There are many options to create a healthy green space. I use grass cycling and compost mixed with grass seed before a rain to encourage a healthy green lawn. And my lawn is just as green as my neighbors who do spray pesticides. Some may say it's easier to spray chemicals, and to them I ask, at what cost? What is more important, a city free of dandelions or a healthy, thriving community of people? Dr. Don Hubert, an expert in this area, said, when future historians write about our time, they are not going to write about the tons of chemicals that we did or didn't apply. When it comes to glyphosate, they're going to write about our willingness to sacrifice our children and jeopardize our existence. So in closing, I ask that you be the city of champions and ban all non-essential use of pesticides. Thank you.